an assistant superintendent of police and investigating the case involving the former Nkuranza North MP Eric Amwating, ASP John Kwekulodunu, says there were no official records of the passport in question at the passport division of the Ghana Immigration Service at the time he conducted investigations. This, he explained, is because the BNI had earlier picked up the passport from the Immigration Service. He said the passport was processed for one Barbara Inkum, a second prosecuting witness in the trial, after she had applied with the assistance of an Immigration Service officer, ASP Frank Anani. We bring you Amasewa Bidiakon's report.
According to the witness, the passport could not have been in the custody of the Immigration Service because ASP Anani had informed him that he contacted Barbara's mother to collect the passport when it was ready. ASP Anani, however, lost contact with the applicant and her assigns. ASP Lodonu noted that Barbara confirmed not receiving the passport after applying. The investigator, who is the third person to testify on behalf of the state, was answering questions during cross-examination from Mr. Amwating's counsel, Charles Posen. Earlier, ASP Lodonu informed the court presided over by Ellen Amwa that a docket on Mr. Amwating was referred to him by the Commissioner of the CID headquarters on the 5th of August this year. He said the BNI had picked intelligence report on Mr. Amwating's return into the country with a fake passport. He began background investigation on the said passport and took Mr. Amwating in for interrogation at the CID headquarters. ASP Lodonu said the former Nkuranza North MP admitted personally acquiring the passport through the help of an inmate in the U.S. prison by name Muhammad. He observed that investigations showed that the passport was issued to Barbara Inkum after she applied. The witness testified that Mr. Amwating had indicated that he downloaded the passport form online, filled it with his particulars, and added his passport size photographs for processing. However, his checks revealed that there is no such passport form in the system, adding that it was the application form by Barbara that led to the issuance of the passport. ASP Lodonu said investigations with the Document Fraud Office of the Immigration Service also revealed that the biodata page of the passport had been forged. The witness tendered two investigation caution statements and a charge caution statement in evidence without objection. Eric Amwating is before a circuit court in Accra for allegedly traveling with forged documents into the country after serving a 10-year jail term in the U.S. for narcotic-related offense. He has denied the offense and is on a 200,000 cedi bail with three sureties. The court sits again on the matter on Friday, the 28th of this month.